One of the greatest secrets that you could be given would be the final test in any sort of class. And one of the even greatest secrets that you could be given would be the final test that we will face when we are dying. That's what St. Denis the Carthusian, an incredible author from the late medieval times that has been largely forgotten, but was incredibly well known at his time, reveals to us in this incredible story that may have been the final test that St. Gertrude the Great received. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So, a few things that we have to cover before we get into the official story. Who is St. Denis the Carthusian? So, he was a Dutch Carthusian who was an incredibly prolific writer. He did commentaries on the Psalms and on the scriptures. He wrote volumes upon volumes. The only thing that you can find now translated into English is this book on his spiritual writings. It's an incredibly expensive book. It's like $70. But apparently, when you read the reviews, the stuff that he wrote was incredible on the level of St. Catherine of Siena, which is why during his lifetime and a little bit after, everyone read him. Think of him as like Father Ripperger or someone like that. Everyone knew him. But because a lot of his works were written in Latin, now very few people even know that he exists. So, what's this whole thing about a final test? In certain versions of the Our Father, in certain translations, they'll say, deliver us from the final test. It doesn't just say, deliver us from evil, deliver us from the final test. So, what is this? There's this kind of, in the Catholic tradition, there's this belief that all of our lives are going through these trials to prove, do we love God or not? And so, therefore, we're going to face a final test that will kind of give us this definitive thing to see, do we really choose God, yes or no? And God allows these things because we gain merit through them. Whenever we go through trials and choose God, we gain merit so that we can grow in God's image and grow in God's glory. So he talks about this woman who he named Gertrude. It could have been Saint Gertrude the Great. She lived in the 1300s. Denis of Carthusian lived in the 1400s, so he refers to her as a pious woman who every day offered her sufferings and her joy. She gave everything every day, all of her merits, she gave them away to the souls in purgatory. What's incredible about this is what we would call the heroic act. Now, the heroic act is basically a consecration of all of your merits and all of your prayers, all for the souls in purgatory for their relief. Now, as far as I had known, this is something that dated back to like the 1700s or the 1800s. But this shows us that this has been practiced in some way for at least 600 years, which is why it's likely that Saint Gertrude the great purgatory mystic, is the one who was doing this. So now let's get into the story and the basically four temptations that the devil throws her, because these are the ones, if we really love the souls in purgatory, this is probably what we're going to face. So she did this. This is what she did. And then when she was dying, Satan appeared to her. And the first thing that he tempted her with is by telling her the stupidity of her selflessness. Now, one thing that we need to know, that whenever we're tempted by Satan, and especially when we're tempted at this final test, that the temptation will be incredibly difficult, and the things that Satan says, we will feel interiorly. So he was making her feel interiorly just how stupid it was to be so selfless, to be giving all of this away. Those were the words that he used, and she felt almost crushed by that. So the stupidity of her selflessness. And if you think about it, we face that temptation all the time. Whenever we're doing difficult things, the devil will tempt us with, you're so dumb. Why are you doing this? You're wasting your time. We're going to face that at our death. Now, the second temptation is another very human temptation, and we need to be aware of it. He told her, you're going to show up to the judgment, and what are you going to have? You're going to have nothing. Don't you know what that will be like? Now, he's playing on the natural and obvious fear that we should have about the judgment. Whenever people think about standing before the judgment seat of God, hardly anyone describes that as this incredible experience. You know, people, I remember this one account that I read, that you stand before God and all you do is you're silent and you tremble, and that's all you can do. And so there's this natural fear that when we stand before the Almighty God for that very first time to be judged, or in front of Jesus on a throne, it's going to be just a harrowing experience. He plays on this fear. And so he tempts her at first with kind of this stupidity so that she could kind of lose hope in what she did and regret doing it. And then the second thing is he tempts her to think, how stupid is it? What are you going to do when you face Jesus, the judge? And so, in this sense, he tempts her to be afraid of what's going to happen. Now, the third temptation that he gives to her is he says, and after all this, I will take you into hell and I will devour you myself. So, he tempts her with the human fear of damnation. So, we need to be aware of this, because we all have this sense of being afraid of the judgment, and then we're afraid of, am I going to go to hell or not? And how am I going to deal with that? And so it's important to realize that these are the types of fears that we need to, in anticipation, prepare for, because these are these human fears that we kind of each have to face. Now, these are sort of three main temptations. The fourth one is sort of related and it's kind of underlying, but then he says to her, the reason why you did this isn't out of love for God. You did all of these things out of pride. It was your pride. This is a very common thing because the saints will do so many things out of love for God, but we don't always know, is it God's will? We're always discerning that. We're hoping that it's God's will, but there's a chance. There's a chance that we might be doing it out of pride, and the devil knows that we don't always know, are we being selfless or not? And so then he tempts her to, you're doing all of this out of pride. Now, these kind of four temptations crushed her. She didn't know how to respond. And just as she was about to despair, Jesus then appears to her and he reveals three corresponding things that we need to understand. Now, the first one was he sort of rebuked her and he said, how could you forget my goodness? And then he reveals to her, don't you know that everything that you did for the souls in purgatory is so pleasing to me that I will, because of that, pardon all of your sins and you will escape purgatory completely? Isn't that incredible? How much the devil skewed her life in her mind. And Jesus comes to correct her, to tell her, no, I am incredibly pleased with what you are doing. So for us that love the souls in purgatory, we know these four temptations that we're going to face, but we need to know then the truth. Jesus is incredibly pleased with what we are doing, incredibly pleased. And so much so that maybe for us, God willing, if this is what God wills, that he is going to allow us to completely skip purgatory and pardon all of our sins, even if we have a lot, because we've been so charitable and because we've been praying so much for other people, that he's going to pardon our sins and allow us to skip purgatory completely, which is an incredibly consoling thing that we need to always remember. The second thing that he reveals to her is he essentially says, don't you know the law of grace that I have, that you will be rewarded 100-fold what you did for them? This is something that Jesus says in multiple places. If you give a cup of water to someone, if you do this, the 30, 60, and 100-fold fruit that we bear, essentially saying whenever we do things for the Lord and out of love for the Lord and we're attempting to, we will be rewarded 100-fold. Those that give up land and money will be rewarded 100-fold. All these things he tells us so many times. So essentially he's saying, look, don't forget of the incredible reward that I have promised. And we have it in scripture. It's not even in private revelations or in apparitions. It's in scripture itself that the Lord will reward us 100-fold. And the third thing that he told her was he said, look, at your death, all the souls in purgatory that you have freed will be there to greet you. So for us that love the souls in purgatory, the devil will tempt us in those four ways, but we have three weapons to attack him with: the truth of that it is incredibly pleasing to the Lord, and charity covers a multitude of sins, so we might even be able to skip purgatory. The second that all of that that we do, it will be rewarded a hundredfold, everything that we do for the Lord. And the third, that these souls that we are freeing, they are real people who will meet us at our death, at our judgment, and they will take us into heaven. These are absolutely incredible things that we need to have written in our mind so that at the moment of death, no matter what the temptation, no matter what the final test is that we face, we have the real answers and not the deception that that the devil tries to place in our minds. My friends, don't forget to support the sponsor of this channel or one of the sponsors of this channel. He does incredible work, the Rosary Experience app on iOS or Android, where he provides incredible media to help you meditate on the rosary more effectively so that you don't get distracted. The rosary can be difficult to pray. You could download it both on iOS or Android so that you can pray the rosary more effectively with these beautiful images and videos. Please support them. Subscribe and like, and I will see you in the next one. And let me know what you think of this kind of different style of recording videos, this kind of a little bit more conversational, like you're taking a walk with me. Let me know what you think. Comment down below, and I'll see you in the next one.